So, John, you have 4 kids going back to school this fall.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
So are you concerned about the threat of swine flu?
Well, the swine flu H1N1 issue is every morning on our table, figuring out what to do. We actually are at the top of all the lists for getting vaccine. My 4 kids will get vaccinated. My wife, who's pregnant, due in December, means that our kids are in a high-risk group. I'm in a high-risk group, so I'm at the top of the list, too. But,
are you getting any direction from school officials about what to do?
Not yet. I think they're waiting for their own direction.
Well, with us in the show is Ryan Kelly, who is Emergency Medical Services Manager for the Imperial County Public Health Department in El Centro, California, and also Kathleen Murphy, Health Services Coordinator for Milwaukee Public Schools. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, Ryan, let's start with you. 3 weeks till school starts. What kind of guidelines are you getting from the CDC?
Well, there's new guidance that will be coming out this morning. There'll be a news conference with a rollout, and we've already seen what some of the changes will be. In fact, they'll include new guidance on what school dismissals will be, what the criteria is, which is a change that it's been occurring since what happened in late April of this year and getting ready for this fall season.
So, Kathleen, do you have any sort of sense of what those guidelines will be, what will trigger, say, telling parents, keep your kids home from school?
Well, we're all waiting, of course, for the news to drop this morning, and there is, in fact, a webinar that's scheduled that I assume most of us that are school health folks will be paying very close attention to this morning. What we are anticipating, though, is that there will be less emphasis on school closure as there was in the spring. In the spring, the school closure was really the primary strategy for reducing transmission of the disease, but we expect this to be much more focused on social distancing, cough etiquette, hand washing, vaccination programs, and school closure, not the primary mechanism reducing transmission.
Why do you think that is, that they're shifting from school closures to these much more sort of intimate personal strategies?
Well, I think we have the benefit of having the CDC being able to do real-time epidemiology while this was breaking in the spring. Those of you that followed it closely are probably very well aware that guidance changed from day to day and sometimes even within a day, depending on your region or your local health department and what was happening in your specific area. But again, that's the value of real-time epidemiology. Well, once you have more data, you can make a different decision.
What was going on there, Kathleen? Was it a battle of different theories about whether to close or not to close, or just chaos at the government?
I don't think it was either. I think it was really looking for more information. For instance, in Wisconsin, now the way the CDC is reporting data now, there used to be a state-by-state breakdown of number of confirmed and reported cases and number of deaths. Now they've gone to a regional reporting mechanism when you look on their website. But Milwaukee and Wisconsin actually had the highest case rate consistently from the time that they were tracking states. And in fact, we had 3 adolescent deaths in our state and 1 adult death. But I think it was being able to sort of get that information and determining whether those congregations of children really did decrease transmission when we broke that apart or didn't it. I'm imagining they had some real-time learning when school let out for the summer and they looked at what happened with disease transmission.
So, Kathleen, in addition to being in charge of your district's public health services, you're also a nurse. Really quickly, for parents, what kind of symptoms should they look out for swine flu?
Fever greater than 100, greater than or equal to 100, cough, sore throat. Those are the big three.
So, listeners, you just heard that. I want to thank both of our guests for joining us this morning. That was Ryan Kelly, Emergency Medical Services Manager. Thanks for getting up so early out there on the West Coast. And Kathleen Murphy, Health Services Coordinator from Milwaukee Public Schools. Thank you both.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.